time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in interior Alaska. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now for your hosts, Kirk Maynard and Jamie Napolsky.
I am the worst audio engineer ever.
We just had the best show, even though you mocked me through most of it.
It was garbage.
I thought I did really good.
Jamie's all boozed up or something.
I am completely sober.
You could not think of anything, but now you remember all this stuff.
Okay,
now you got
the
answers to it.
Yes. Okay, so the story that I was sharing is that I've been I was trying new places. So I'm going to start with this story. I was saying that this week, for the first time, I've been following Alaska Foodie, and I on Facebook, and she's amazing. And so my girlfriend said, "Hey, have you ever been to this Alaska Taco Company?" And I said, "No." She said, "Let's go to the Alaska Taco Company." So we went there, and I ordered the two different halibut tacos. Very good. My husband ordered the catfish taco and some steak taco.
Okay.
My girlfriend ordered the cod taco. She didn't like them.
A lot of fish.
I thought the codfish was good. Liked the fried halibut. Thought the blackened halibut was great, but the catfish was amazing. But they were all good. Total recommend. If you have not gone to the Alaska Taco Company,
gotta go.
You need to go and check it out.
On
yes.
Geist.
Yep. It's on Geist. It's a little food truck. The rest of them, weirdly, were closed.
If you're just joining us, it's Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday, Taco Saturday, whatever. But again, I just think we're trying to go to a different small like business place maybe once a week or once every other week to eat out somewhere and just try them. Because again, so I was also sharing before we destroyed our show to Kirk that I've just been noticing that there's a lot of here's what's happened. So I've been showing all these houses and because I've had a lot of new buyers. But when I go to show a new house, what I do is I normally go about 20 minutes early and then I drive a little bit around the neighborhood because sometimes the neighborhood or the area that
she's not
pick,
creepy people.
No.
She's doing this for a good,
yes.
good reason.
But sometimes I don't know that neighborhood. I've never lived in that neighborhood. It might be something I'm familiar with, but maybe I'm super familiar with College, but I'm not super familiar with the road we're going to go down. So I like to see, oh, wow, the houses are really nice or – you know, they might tell me that they have really small kids and what they're really looking for, their dream is that they want to go walk dog trails or they want to be close to something that they want to go have their kids on the street or they love to go.
A neighborhood where the creepy realtor's not driving around for 20
correct.
Minutes stalking
so
them.
So I love to go stalk the neighborhood and tell them, listen, you're really close to this. And here's a perfect example. When I started my very first year, I was looking for a house for one of my best friends. And this was, I shared with you, we saw probably 75 houses. And this, truthfully, was because their in-laws got involved as well. So we went down a rabbit hole and then I had to pull the in-laws aside and I said, you are doing some things that are convincing the kids to go in a direction that they do not want to go and they're too afraid to tell you. So they had already shared with me they didn't want to go to North Pole. We ended up at North Pole multiple times, trying to convince them to get a house in North Pole. They did not want North Pole. They did not want to live in North Pole.
No offense to North Pole.
Yeah. And that was just because they wanted to be closer to work. They said both their jobs were in town. They wanted to be close in town. And they were just because they were trying to save up a lot of money. So they had a whole plan for themselves. And that's just who they are. But one of the houses that we did find that we really, really liked, I had already scoped out the neighborhood. Well, behind that house was a junkyard. And what was really sad was the house that we were looking at had a beautiful hot tub on the back porch. But if you... Overlooking the junkyard.
Huh.
And so they were like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And I said, I want you to picture... you've come home from work. You're so excited. Look at these features. And it's not that I don't want to sell a house. I just didn't want them to have these beautiful expectations of what life was going to be like and then call me in a month and go, this is not what we thought it was going to be. And so I said, I want you to imagine this is so romantic. We're out here, or you're hosting a really cool party and you have friends over, and this is your view, even with the fence. So even with the privacy fence, there were still huge vehicles that towered over that privacy fence. You could still see the just the amount of junk in that junkyard. And I felt like the junkyard wasn't horrible, like he tried to maintain it, but that was their view. That was going to be their view every single day. And I just, and they went, oh my gosh, we never thought about that. And I thought that's something that I just didn't want them to be like, oh my gosh, this is so, they were so excited. This is their first house they're hosting.
Yeah. And then they have to think about resale too.
Correct.
So next buyers are going to think the same thing.
Correct. And so I just did not want to go down that road. So after that, I really started driving around neighborhoods, just inspecting things. If people told me they had really young kids and they were like, we are really big onto going out and biking and going and doing this, or we want to be able to go walk our dogs, I just wanted to be able to be like, listen, you're really close to this. You're going to be able to cross over here. You're going to be able to get here. So I've always driven around the neighborhood a little bit to look around and be like, oh my gosh, you could go mudding over here. You could go fishing over here. You're really close to this. Or I noticed that there was a playground over here. Just some of the amenities, because there really are some really cool. Alaska's really known for some really cool, like, we hide things. We hide these little treasure troves of things. Like one of my girlfriends, they bought a house and she was like, well, I just don't feel like her daughter's living with her. And her daughter said, well, I don't feel like we have much of a yard at all for the kids. And they do. They have a nice little side yard. There's enough room. They have a hot, they have a really nice backyard, but it's very meticulous. Like it's a hot tub. And then she was like, how are the kids going to play? They are literally right down the road. I'm talking, I'm going to say 1/8 of a mile from a giant playground. Giant. And I said, you are 1/8 of a mile to take these kids to the best playground for them to play on all these toys and exhaust them. More than you could put in your yard. It has every feature. And I mean, and that's because I drove everywhere. And she was like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. And I go, so when they get where they want to run and be crazy, unless you own 5 acres that you would have to manicure and mow and think of all the time that you would have to spend on this, instead you could walk that 1/8 of a mile with the kids and then let them go crazy and just play on all of these toys. And then I named like everything that I could see and everything I took pictures of. And they were like, oh. And I just said, and that's available to you all the time. And she was like, that makes so much more sense. So I just think it's super important. It's just something I've always done.
Yeah.
But
it sounds less creepy than after you explain it.
Thank you. But I think it's really fun right now. And the whole point of my story and side tangent, even though this is not today's show, is check out some things. There's some really cool stuff. I think I just got mad at myself. Like, I lived in Homer for a summer with my brother.
Lived in Homer for a summer with my brothers.
Yeah, it was super. And we went everywhere. Like, any cool place, like if there was something, we went into it. We had coffee at different coffee shops. We went into every art place. And everybody was like, oh my gosh, have you gone there? We were like, no, we went there. We went to every restaurant. We went to every place they recommended. If somebody was like, there's this hole in the wall, whatever, we went. If they said, and then several years ago, I did John and I were road tripping and we did not a YouTube, but anywhere they recommended in Alaska on that they gave a rating and they said, this is the best whatever, we went. So we ended up, we were at a wedding in Talkeetna and they said, this is the best place to get coffee. I said, we're going. And then they said, and then I like read somebody's review and somebody was like, they have the best cookie. And I said, we're splitting the cookie. And then I said to the lady, I said, you have the best review from this person that this is the best cookie you have and the best coffee, I want it. And she was like, this is so funny. And so we did that for everywhere. Everywhere we went, read somebody's review. And then I went to that place and tried that thing. So I thought, I don't do that a lot here. You know, I mean, sometimes like people are always like, go to the Turtle Club. I've been to the Turtle Club. I like it. I've been to like our normal whatever. But I just thought I'm just going to do hole in the wall things or things that I haven't necessarily tried. You know, because I think that I love that there's these small businesses. And like I told you, there's this new romance bookstore. I think it's great when people start small businesses. The Ivy was one that just
quote,
started.
Quote unquote. It's called an adult book, adult store.
It is not. I'm going to find you the name before the show is over because I was just very excited. I think that there's just so many really cool places that are opening up. And like I was telling you, there's another antique store next to the Blue Door Antique Store. I just noticed it. I don't know if it's open. It wasn't open when I drove by it. But there's those little old buildings next to, I always think that they're next to the funeral parlor.
Mm-hmm.
Those are those old buildings. And they
by
rent
Monroe.
Them out. Yeah, they rent them out in you know, different businesses have gone in them all the time. But there's another antique store in there. And I just was like, oh, okay, I've not seen that. Because sometimes we don't go down those roads.
Okay. So if you're just joining us, I thought Jamie was just making crap up. But she's actually not. I know of the antique place because they have antique stuff outside.
Yes.
I drive by them all the time.
Yes. So the bookstore is called Wildfire Bookshop. And it's located right next to Elements and Cheeky Med Spa and REI. It's all in there. It's brand new. It just opened. It's 29 College Road, Suite 4. It just opened maybe 3 weeks ago.
I mean, there's already an adult store in the area. Why?
It's not an adult.
Castle Entertainment?
No, it's not like that. You need to go take Lisa and go in there and check it out. It's very tasteful. It's all different kinds of books in there. It's fantasy, romanticy, romance. Anyway, this is very popular. It's very popular.
Yeah, I haven't read a good romantic novel in a while.
There you go. I'll pick you up one.
Thank you.
Okay. So our show today, though, is about duplexes.
No way.
And the reason I wanted to touch on this is because, I'm shopping for a couple people that are potentially looking for duplexes, triplexes, fourplexes. I send them. They're looking for the right one, which I totally understand because most of them are going to live in one unit. And so for themselves, they really want a garage. They'd like, some of them are looking for a ranch. Those are the hardest for me to find is the ranch split level duplex.
Yeah.
That comes and that goes
hard to find.
So quickly.
Yeah.
And so I'm always like, I have found it once. They hesitated for 48 hours and it was gone.
We have three side-by-sides coming up, but they're all two stories.
Yes. And again, for some people, those doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like some people are just like, yes. So I think the biggest thing is a lot of people don't, a duplex is a multifamily home, two separate living units within one building.
Yep.
Usually they have their own entrances, kitchens. Yep. Again, sometimes it's a little bit weird in Alaska. So
I have seen some weird ones.
Yep. And the reason being that some people have flipped a home and made it into a duplex. So they've shut out some kind of door. And then locked it somehow. And sometimes it's a closet that somehow accessed into something else. And then they've locked that and it still kind of has access, but then they've locked the other side.
Yeah, taken out some stairs. She rocked over some stairs.
And then made it into a duplex and then put in all the features so that it still is a functioning, mostly functioning duplex. So again, it can be in very weird places. Like I've seen what maybe was a full a garage that then was flipped into the rest of the duplex.
Yeah, I've
and
seen
so
that too.
You know, and you can definitely like one. The weirdest I think I've ever seen is they left the garage doors. And then they put something like a panel over them, but you could still see that the functions of the garage doors were there because they were leaving it in case somebody wanted to flip it back to the house.
We want to be your clients for life. So if you are looking to make modifications to your single family residence and making it a duplex or duplex to triplex or whatever, get a hold of us first. I've seen so many people take a duplex and turn it into a triplex, not realizing that they're zone two family and the borough is not going to change it to a multifamily zoning. They have a master plan in mind and they're just not going to change it and then get stuck with that legal house.
Yes. And I think it's really important as well. We also can help with rents. So I always reach out to our property managers, especially if our clients are looking to do a rental, rent the other side of the duplex for the most current rates. I give them pictures, I take video, I send that over, and then ask them what they think they can rent that for, the area, and their rents are really fantastic versus sometimes what my clients think they could rent the property for. So I think we need to take a quick break, and then we'll come back to a duplex as an investment property.
Copy that.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio. Attention business owners, event coordinators, and sports leagues. 97.5 KFAR Radio has the perfect tool to help you get the word out. It's our weekly 50-50 Friday offer from Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, and KFAR. Every Friday at 9 a.m. on our website, kfarradio.com, we feature a different half-price offer from a local business where we promote your business on 8 of the top radio stations in Fairbanks for an entire week. Every hour, every day. Plus 100 ads that run the following week. It's 50-50 Friday. And when we don't have a current offer, log on to kfarradio.com anyway to see what deals may still be available from previous weeks. When it comes to marketing your business, nothing works like local radio. And nothing on local radio works better than 50-50 Friday. From 97.5 FM KFAR Radio and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
And mostly Jamie.
Stop it. All right, we're talking about...
Well, if you're just joining us, I think... I think you need marriage counseling.
Really?
Because Jamie needs romance novels to fulfill her life.
I swear I shared a new I'm gonna go get video of that store for you.
I'll be next to it, and
you're going in. Okay, so we're talking about why a duplex might be the smartest investment property, and we are talking about the biggest thing is that it generates rental income.
Yes, it can pay your mortgage for you.
Yes, and that is really a huge appealing aspect for a lot of people, yep. Especially when, and I think here's what throws off a lot of my buyers. A lot of my buyers sometimes are thinking they're going to buy a small house. And then when we look at kind of what they can afford, they don't like it because a lot of them are fixer-uppers, or they don't understand as we're kind of going through things. Some of them don't have water pressure. Some of them are foreclosures, and they're going to get in a bidding war. Some of them they won't lend on. And so when I then sometimes say, you know what, you might qualify for a duplex because you're going to qualify for a little bit more because it's an income-bringing property. And so they have no idea because that was the furthest thing from their mind.
Yeah.
And so I'm
most
like,
minds, yeah.
Right. And so I'm like, look at what you know, before maybe you were getting a small house without a garage, but now maybe we could afford a duplex with a garage, or we could afford a 3-bedroom duplex. You're just getting a little bit more maybe with a yard. You know, we have to look at all the options of what's actually out there. And so that can really be a big step for some clients, is looking at the fact that it's going to bring in rental income. And normally I try to tell my clients, you know, if you can, to even if they don't need that rental income necessarily, to think about putting the rental income away, that they don't use it to pay their mortgage necessarily. They save up that money to then look to buy another rental income. But with rental income helping to cover your expenses, you can build equity in the property at an accelerated pace. Instead of making mortgage payments entirely out of your pocket, your tenants are contributing to your property value. Over time, this can help you build wealth more quickly compared to the traditional single family investment. I also look at that as well. I tell clients that a lot of times if they are looking like at a single family dwelling, if there's any way to, some houses it's not hard when there is an other entryway to some of the downstairs. So like specifically we had a one that had its own private entrance through the garage, had a kitchenette downstairs.
Yeah, that's fairly common.
So, or it had a mother-in-law apartment. So looking at that as being rental income. So just always trying to think outside the box of something if you do need those rental incomes, but you do want the single family or you do want the duplex. I know we're just always think outside the box a little bit because there are also tax advantages to owning a duplex. As an investor, you can often deduct expenses related to the property.
That's true.
Maintenance, repairs, property management. And that's something a lot of people don't talk about. I know we've had the property managers on here, but property management is a tax deduction. And so sometimes that was one thing. I recently had a client that said he was struggling with being his own property manager. And I said, I think what I absolutely loved about being a property manager is that I can completely relate to when people say it's overwhelming. And so that's why I'm like, listen, there's nothing wrong with when you start out in the beginning. Because when I started out and I ran residential halls and ran property management, I was like, you can call me at 3 o'clock in the morning. I can come over there. I mean, I'd come to your house. I'd deal with the fact that you didn't have a working stove. You didn't have running water. You didn't have your apartment was cold. I had to evict somebody. People were throwing a party. I mean, I dealt with everything. You name it, I dealt with it. So if there was all sorts of wild, crazy, you multiply that by 1,000 because you have college kids that are trying to outthink the worst of the worst. I mean, I had them hiring strippers. I had them bringing in strangers. I had faculty subletting. I had them, you know, illegal animals. I had smoking. I had drugs, you know, whatever it was, I had it.
Dang.
So I get sometimes when, you know, and then, you know, you're trying to quote policy, you're trying to tell them what the contract looked like, what you agreed to, you know, that, and then, and still, I think what's also hard is you're trying to, now I didn't even own these. So when you take the fact that for you running your own property, you own that and they're destroying it. Or they're ruining it, or they're doing things, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm trying not to be mad. And very rarely would I get angry. I think that just leads to not having a good conversation with whoever you're actually confronting. So I don't think there's anything wrong with hiring a property manager. And I always tell that to clients, even now when people are like, I don't know that I'm ready to sell. I'm like, listen, if you are feeling overwhelmed with this, I would highly recommend one of our property managers. Or if you don't want to look inside our company, there are other companies, other realtor companies or real estate companies that have property management. I just think it's okay. If you don't feel that you can give the tenants 110%, and that's sometimes what they need, then it's okay to hire a property manager and know that you can write that off.
That's a good point.
So, because again, I think there's nothing worse than, and I don't know how to say this politically correct, there's nothing worse than you are a good landlord and you start out that way and then you start neglecting your tenants and then I think you become a slumlord very quickly.
Yes.
Because they get so frustrated that they're not being heard. And there's nothing worse than you are paying good money for a rental for most of these places. I mean, one of our best friends lived in a place, Kirk, and it was horrific. I mean, what he was paying in rent for the size of this place was startling how much he was paying. And there was days he didn't have any heat, no heat. And they told him, oh, you can go get a space heater. And I went, no, at 45 below. I understand if you don't have heat for maybe 24 hours while they're getting this crisis fixed. But them telling you to go deal with it and have a space heater, no. And then it's happening over and over and over. Oh, yeah, that was also their solution. Turn on the oven, just keep the oven on, but you pay the electric bill, not them. They're not going to give anything. And I'm
just
like,
bring a kerosene heater.
I just was like, this is crazy. But think of, anyway, to get back to my off my tangent, I think it's important to look at property management and mortgage interest as your tax advantages.
Absolutely.
So it's just really important that you have somebody, if you don't know and you're still using TurboTax, please look at having somebody look at your taxes, even if you just pay for it for 1 year so you can look at all the deductions, because sometimes you're getting somebody that can help you with that can really get you.
Get somebody who's not afraid to be aggressive with the IRS.
Yes. It's also a long-term investment. It can really benefit you to, you know, get into it and then look at being able to, I think it's 2 years you can pull some money out on it and then, reinvest that money.
How much do you think the average property has gone up in value since COVID?
Oh my gosh. 25%?
50. We don't use those calculations for.
Right.
In fact, appreciation to me is icing on the cake. You're buying down your with tenants that are paying down your interest, they're paying down your mortgage payment. It's the buy down that is what you're really after, having somebody that's basically paying off your mortgage for you. But whether you like it or not, it's going to appreciate, and at least it has for the last 20 plus years we've been in real estate. But
I wish that, and I don't know how to do this because I have not had enough caffeine or.
Me either.
But it'd be interesting to, like, almost side by side, is it better to buy a duplex or Airbnb it? Because that's where I feel like people are struggling. You know what I mean? Like,
that is a really good point. I've thought about that in the recent months as well. And I think, because I actually called Kyle on this to find out what months and what numbers to use. And so I think we used around 2/3 of a month and got the average for the different months. And we just basically found out an average. I think I used 200 or 2.25.
Yeah.
And then I used 66% of the year being booked and came out with my number. But I haven't really chugged into my financial investment spreadsheet. And we found out that this particular property I was calculating it for can't run a business out of it. So we had to abandon the Airbnb thing. And so now we're only considering selling it or renting it.
Gotcha. I almost, but
that's a good, really good point.
And I almost think for Alaska, not that you can't Airbnb all year round, because again, there are some properties that I think do great. People, tourists in this, or tourism in Alaska, phenomenal.
Make sure you're looking at your CCNRs, but more importantly, your zoning to see if Airbnbs are allowed or if they're allowed conditionally. And don't just willy-nilly start Airbnbing. Pay attention to a couple things, but keep going.
But it would be interesting to see if you could almost do a 6-6. Because I think sometimes I feel like if, let's say, you could Airbnb for 6 months, those summer months where that's the most lucrative normally.
Except the...
And then do a 6-month rental.
The Northern Lights industry has taken off the last 4 years.
Yeah.
It's been nutso.
Yeah. So, but it'd be interesting just to see like what that would be for somebody if they were like, I do a 6-6. Here's what I make. Here's how I rent it. Because there are still people that look like, oh, I only need.
So I'm about to put a duplex on the market that was part of the Mini Street B&B.
Oh,
and I will, anytime I list a Airbnb, I get the financials.
Yeah.
And so I'll have all the host records from the two different platforms. Hmm. And we'll be able to analyze those. I know October is a slow month.
Yeah.
But a lot of the other months are just dandy. Okay, we got to go. Yeah. Jamie, coming up next weekend is Luke Day.
Yes.
It's Saturday, the 13th from 11 to 4 p.m. We will be next to the Midnight Mine on that vacant lot in conjunction with the Midnight Mine and Humble Roots.
Yes.
We're going to be raising money for two rescues, possibly one, but I think two rescues. We're going to have
Giveaways.
We're going to have
alcohol.
It's all about
food.
Raising money. So, we're going to be selling, grilling out, selling food.
Yep.
We're going to have raffle tickets for, we'll probably have 3, 4, 5 baskets.
Yes. Basically, we've turned Tony loose. If you don't know who Tony is, please look her up. It's going to be amazing. We're all just falling in line.
I've never been on a cruise, but the person who's on the cruise that does all the events.
Yes, that's her. She's our event coordinator. So please join us Loop Day on the 13th, 11 a.m. to 4.
Yep. Downtown next to the Midnight Mine on Humber Woods. Take care, you guys, Saturday, and stay tuned for Behind the Mission with United Way.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, a Last Frontier Media Active production.